You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The death of Matthew Perry being investigated for more than just a tragic death and an overdose. They're now looking into possible charges into individuals who may have provided some of the drugs that were in his system. Ketamine, specifically, at the time of his death. They believe, according to toxicology reports, it was a dose that was more reminiscent of one you'd get in the hospital. Not necessarily one that you'd be getting from a doctor administered, which he had one done about a week prior by a doctor, but the levels should not have been anywhere near they were when he was found deceased. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. How difficult is it for something like this, to truly point fingers at people to say, you caused this because you gave him the drugs when he's actively taking it, under controlled circumstances, and there were other drugs in his system, and he drowned. And obviously he's a celebrity, so there's a little more attention going on to this one. But what's your thoughts on this? And can it go anywhere? Will it go anywhere?
Let's just look back at the other famous model, this one we have, and that's Michael Jackson's case.
Yeah. But the doctor was in his house.
Yeah. I think... When I saw that this originally, when it came up, and even now, just seeing this, it is an extremely tragic, sad case of someone battling addiction, effectively, ineffectively, very, very owning it that he had a problem and battling all he had against it, and he lost.
Yeah,
and from my optic, he was trying to offset an addiction to one thing with an addiction to another thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a powerful drug he was taking. It is used as an antidepressant, but it is also used as an hallucinogen as well. So,
yeah.
And so whoever gave it to him probably. So this is why the criminal part of it's very, very challenging. So again, if we just look at the example we have of the Michael Jackson case, the likelihood that this was prescribed or he got it from a clinician of some sort is probably decently high. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll give it at a 60 or 70% chance he got it from someone that is licensed to give it. And he got it under probably very specific instructions about when and how to use it. And he probably had been as well. This was probably not a one-off. So this fit a behavior arc of what he was doing to probably battle not only depression, but his addiction to other things. Boy, I'm using a lot of conjecture here, I know. But that's what we do when we have limited facts and details.
But I mean, it makes sense.
And what he did was he made a mistake, because one of the side effects of this is that you lose consciousness, you pass out. And so when you do that in a hot tub, and it's just a recipe for you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I think the hard part is going to be, like you said, is identifying who gave it to him.
Yeah.
Maybe. But as we saw in the Karen Reed case, some of these guys with digital forensic evidence and research are friggin' stinking good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, one more thing. And because, let's hope that because he was pretty open with his addiction problems, mm-hmm. and battling them, that, in other words, when you have someone that's kind of owning their behavior and battling and in recovery, they're a lot more transparent, and that secret place isn't as large. Mm-hmm. It's kind of out there. And so when you're not going out of your way to really hide behaviors, hide who you are, hide things, the ability for investigators to find those things becomes a lot easier.
Sure.
And so when you're dealing with someone, again, conjecture in Matthew Perry's case, where he was more open about his issues and challenges he's having in life, the ability of investigators to follow that trail is probably going to be a lot better.
Yeah, true. It's interesting because I'm wondering if we're talking about, because they haven't been very specific on who they're looking into in this. Are we talking about somebody on the street or somebody, you know, who just deals in prescription drugs that, you know, not licensed, I'm talking here.
Right.
But then you also do have clinics. You have all sorts of clinics and you go to the right people and they're not cross-checking, you know, across other clinics that this person hasn't gotten this controlled substance there or there. Yep. It's probably pretty easy in some ways to manipulate those systems as well, to go get it over here and get it over there. If nobody knows you got it already, that's gotta be kind of a hard trail to follow. And then also a hard one to prosecute if the clinician, even if they're not the best of clinicians, and we've seen a lot of that in the world of meth and such, the opiate epidemic that we've had here and people getting opiates from their prescribers.
Oxycodone
is what I'm thinking of. Yes, it just was slipping me for a second. We've seen a lot of that. It makes you wonder if some of that was going on here where, yeah, maybe they overprescribe to people without the best of, you know, things. That should certainly be investigated. But were they doing anything that they truly knew was wrong if they had no way to determine that he already had this much in his possession?
Yeah, that makes it extremely difficult, especially when you have, like you said, when you take celebrity, mm-hmm. you take someone who owns behavior and in other words, places that prescribe prescriptions like this are on their guard about people that are trying to hide an addiction. But if you have someone comes in, I have an addiction, I have a problem, I've been fighting it, you see it, Matthew Perry. My normal clinic is out, so I came over here. I mean, that's again just a hypothetical.
Yeah,
you got Chandler.
Yeah, sitting there going, "Oh, Chandler Bing, he's gonna. Yeah, I'll help him." What, you know, that you have that that plays into it too. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I certainly hope if there's anything, anyone that was giving this to him and knew that they should not be. That certainly needs to be looked at. I just wonder how difficult that is going to be and where that will all play out. But ultimately, his death raised more awareness to the problems that we have with our system and just how easy it is for someone to continue to go down a very destructive path, even when they're trying not to. It's a sad story.
Addiction's rough. Addiction is crazy rough. And addicts are extremely resourceful, innovative, and inventive.
Some of the best. And,
yeah, they are the best. I mean, I've heard stories of alcoholics hiding alcohol in shampoo bottles and taking 6 showers a day and no one knew what was going on.
I've heard about people putting alcohol in shampoo bottles to get onto cruise ships with their own alcohol.
The best I ever heard was the alcohol going into the windshield wiper fluid in a car and then sucking it out of the windshield wipers.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow. But that's, you know, we kind of laugh, but it's like, that's a horrible addiction. If that's the point that you are at, my goodness, that's a dark, dark place to be at.
That's why I don't put it past anyone. So he is displaying most likely the behaviors of trust. He was open, transparent, and vulnerable. Yep. When you're displaying those three behaviors, people are going to be inspired to trust you when you make a request saying that, hey, I'm using it for my depressants. My other clinic is out, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So he was using, again, manipulating, using, again, pure conjecture.
Yeah.
I feel hard for what he was battling. I think he was doing a great job battling it because he was owning it. He's seeking help. But ultimately, he lost the battle, which ultimately caused him to give himself a tragic accident.
Yeah. Such a sad story all around.
It is.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.